Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's Game Unit 60 Ninja in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about Monday Night Raw, the go-home Raw for WrestleMania this weekend. Big weekend, big show, right? April 1st, 2024, Michael Cole, Pat McAfee on commentary. We're in Brooklyn, New York at the Barclays Center. Let's just jump right into this. We started off with The Rock. The Rock comes out there. You know, I was waiting for Mama Rhodes. but I will say this. I think The Rock draws out things too long, especially when he's in the ring. Then he's like, I'm not alone, and here comes Roman Reigns. So I feel like at this point they should have just came out together, you know. And The Rock is rocking that cow vest. But 1,310 days, Roman Reigns has been our champion. 3.5 years, I think Cole said. I was like, damn, that's a long freaking time. And, of course, Roman's cutting his promo and everything like that, and Seth Rollins interrupts. And if you've noticed, I think Roman missed his cue. Well, or the music guy missed his cue, because right before Seth's music hits, he turns his head real quick to the entrance. Then, like a weird like delay, then the music hits. I'm like, oh, Roman, come on. this is an amateur hour, but yeah. Seth comes out in the crowd, and he's like, who's got the balls? Let's make this the biggest Monday Night Raw here, huh? As The Rock was saying earlier, sold out Barclays Center and everything like that. But he goes and he challenges The Rock. I was like, oh. And he switches, or Roman Reigns. And he pins them together, like, who's got the balls? I was like, all right, this would be interesting. Who would face... You know, you would just have the match, have the marquee on the bill. You know, just put the marquee out there. Like, oh, The Rock is Seth Rollins at a freaking Monday Night Raw? Let's do this. You know, that should be something, right? No, and then The Rock's like, you're not facing me. And Roman's like, you're not facing me. Then here comes Solo, and I'm like, okay. But Solo's already got a match this week. Solo's already facing Jay. So you're going to... You know, I was like, okay, sure, why not? You know, you could have crushed the ratings even more if you were like, hey, The Rock is going to actually wrestle on Monday Night Raw. But don't have him wrestle. Just tease it. And Seth and The Rock could be standing there in the ring, and here comes the Bloodline, and then it just becomes an all-out brawl. You could have just done that, but no. And they're like, no, we're going to have Solo and Seth. I was like, okay. Rhea's on a podcast, MMA podcast, I think it's called. I gotta watch this one because there's a big one that Punk finally reveals all with AEW. I can't wait to check that out. And then Becky shows up on the podcast about to get in the fight. They don't really get in the fight just because, I don't know, I thought this was silly. I thought something should have happened, maybe a slap or whatever, not just a little shove here and there. But Becky Lynch is backstage. She's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to find Rhea tonight. We're going to fight. That's what I'm here for. Because now it's personal, because Rhea talked about Becky's baby. First match of the night after all this. The New Day and DIY versus the Judgment Day. Of course, Judgment Day gets the win. They got big win for Judgment Day, because I feel like they've just been losing a lot. And I think this win is in front of WrestleMania. They have to get this win. This has to be a huge win for them. So, Rock's backstage with Roman and Solo and Paul. And we find out that Roman has to write his speech, because he will induct Paul Heyman into the Hall of Fame. I scratched my head and was like, I don't know about that. Like, that's cool. Yeah, he's the council, you know, whatever. And this, you know, all this other things I was thinking in my head, I was like, but I feel like CM Punk deserves this more, you know, to induct Paul Heyman into the Hall of Fame. But Roman is, and I don't know, I kind of got mixed feelings about it. I understand why, especially ahead of WrestleMania, why Roman would induct Paul Heyman. But I was just like, I wish Punk was involved in this just a little bit. just a little bit. And I was right. Sammy Chad training montage. I'm afraid. I was like, I've heard that line before. Adrian, I'm afraid. I was like, okay. So Sammy's getting pushed by Chad. And he has Sami Zayn has a match tonight against Bronson Reed. But this training montage, you know, he's getting beat down. And Chad's like, you got to get it. You got to do it, man. You got to do it. You got to go the distance, Rocky. I mean, Sammy. And then Sammy pulls his head out of his ass and starts training. And he goes against Bronson Reed. Our next match of the night doesn't end in no one winning because Gunther comes out. He brings out Chad, beats Chad up. Then he beats Sami Zayn. Yeah, so a lot of beating up people tonight and no matches. Oh, some matches getting no finish whatsoever. But Sami Zayn was beat down by Gunther. And before we get into our next thing, I got to say I love the freeze frame with Sami and Chad at the end of the little montage going into the match. I thought that was like, okay. But the Judgment Day's backstage, you know, and they meet LDF and everything like that. And there's a little bit of conflict here. Dom's like, hey, man, I just brought them in. And they bring in Andrade. And I was like, okay, that's cool. You know, Andrade's, they have to finish this Ricochet problem before we get, because Ricochet has a match tonight. They don't. You know, so it's just a lot of stuff going on in the show that I felt like was unnecessary, especially with the Judgment Day and LDF thing in the back. I was just like, okay, I don't care about that. It's just one of those things. I was like, there's just too much going on. We could have made this simple. I feel like this Monday Night Raw should have flipped and switched with last week's Monday Night Raw and ending this Raw with what the final boss did to Cody. I think that would have been freaking amazing, but the show must go on, right? So, Jey Uso is with Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne's going to be at WrestleMania as a hip-hop fan. Meek Mill, Lil Wayne, and my head's about to explode. I'm like, hell yeah. And Lil Wayne says, I'm going to bring my new single. I'm like, to WrestleMania? Oh, man. All right, let's do this. Ivy Nile, Maxine versus Indy and Candice LeRae. Ivy and Maxine get the win. This match was, eh. Yeah. Seth and Jay backstage, Seth says, hey, I got to play. Let's go talk. And they're like, we get a Drew package. Funeral home. It's kind of silly. But I was like, yeah, really? We're going to have Drew McIntyre before WrestleMania. Not even there cutting a promo to the crowd, but there in a video package. This, yeah, like everything they've done on this show seems like the week before WrestleMania. And last week's show, it felt like it's the WrestleMania before the Raw before WrestleMania. So a lot of things going on here. Ricochet has a match against Ivar. Oh man, big win for Ricochet. I was like, okay. And he even, I think he's going to be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royale or something like that. But he beats Ivar, and there's this great spot where Ivar jumps at him and Ricochet picks, like, catches him. And I was like, oh. Then we get more LDF in the Judgment Day backstage, you know, and this is where Andrade comes in, and they ask Andrade, like, hey, Dom asks Andrade, like, can you fix our Ricochet problem? Andrade's like, me? Okay, I'll fix your problems. I will. And they go, if you do that, you're part of the Judgment Day. So I'm like, do we really need another member of the Judgment Day? Because even JD McDonough was like, no. He's like, no. But with all this going on, my favorite part of this whole backstage segment is like, Damian Priest, because there's this one and the one before, where in the first one with this backstage thing, he scolds Dom like a child. He scolds him. Then it is when he goes, he looks at LDF, he goes, are they playing with my darts? I found that so funny. So next up, Becky Lynch, she's out there, and Adam Pearce, she calls out Rhea. Adam Pierce comes out, he's like, no, man, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. Then he brings out all his security, and here comes Rhea Ripley. Adam's trying to save this WrestleMania match, but Rhea and Becky want to tear each other's head off, and I'm like, let them fight. And it was awesome. Rhea blowing through the security like that and going after Becky, and Becky going after Rhea. Then it's like back and forth and everything. So, and they were still fighting backstage. That was great. I was like, okay, that's fun. Damage control promo. You know, they really haven't done much with Bayley and Io. Like last week, they had this behind the scenes thing with Io and everything like that, where she got beat down by Bayley. But there hasn't been no meat to this story. Like, yes, I understand damage control she created, blah, 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 but there hasn't been really anything to build Io and Bayley like they have with Rhea and Becky in the past couple weeks. Like, they've been building to them, but they haven't really built to them until these past 2 weeks where they finally got in each other's faces, where they had to have Becky be like, hey, I'm not focusing on Nia Jax anymore. I'm not focusing on Liv Morgan. Now I'm focusing on you. So now there's meat on the bone because these two want to kill each other. But I'm like, where's Bayley? Give me Bayley. Give me Io. Have Bayley cause all the shenanigans for Io to lose her mind or something like that. But now what are we going to do? WrestleMania's this weekend. So now next up we have Damage Control versus Tegan Nox, Zoe Stark, and Shayna Baszler. Of course, Damage Control gets the win. Like, if they lost, I'll be like, man, they got a big match coming up with Jade, Bianca, and Naomi at WrestleMania. So I don't think they're going to lose this match. Then next up, we have Kathy with Seth. He's like, I got a plan. I got a plan B. And he sees Drew McIntyre back there sitting in a weird pose and everything like that. And then we don't see Drew at all ever again. And I'm like, ah, okay. But I like when he goes, I ain't dead yet. And Drew says, yet. So now we have our main event. Seth Rollins versus Solo. It's what you expect with this kind of match. You know, bloodline rules. That's what we establish here. And I felt like, oh, you should have not. You should have just said, like, no DQ or something like that. I don't know why we had to put in the bloodline rules thing on. But here we go. And, of course, here comes Jimmy. Then here comes Jay to get Jimmy. And as Jay's going in the back, he gets thrown out of the back. And here comes The Rock. He's going to beat down Seth Rollins for talking all that smack. And I was like, okay, so last week we have him beating down Cody. And this week we have him beating down Seth. I was like, okay, well, we could do that, I guess. You know, we can have him beating them both down and them getting the big win this weekend. And Seth is laying there and he just smiles. And here comes Cody. This should have been the moment where he could have beat down The Rock to the point to where they run away. Like, I was like, oh, man, here comes Cody. He's gonna fend off the bloodline. He's going to save Seth, and we're going to end this Monday Night Raw with him standing tall. That was like, okay, you had him last week be beat down, right? This week you're going to have him, our hero, Cody, standing tall with Seth going into WrestleMania, right? No. Roman, Rock, beat down Cody, beat down Seth. Rock introduces the belt. He really likes those weight belts. And starts whipping Cody and Seth. And I felt like this just took a long, long time before they're like, all right, y'all, we're ending the show. And I was like, okay. So The Rock and Roman stand tall above Cody and Seth. I would have flipped that. I would have had, you know, not beat down Roman or Rock, but have Cody come out and then fend off everybody. Get that belt, you know, and hit Rock once. Oh, I don't think Rock's like, hey, man, I'm the boss. You're not going to hit me with that belt. But, yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of mixed feelings about this Raw. It's the go-home show. We're in Brooklyn, New York. And I really mean that. We should have – the Raws should be flipped. Like, I would go back and watch last week's Raw just to be like, ah, now I'm excited for WrestleMania. I'm so excited. But that's just my thoughts on this. So drop those comments below. I'll give this show a solid 3.5 out of 5. My match of the night, Ricochet versus Ivar, because I thought that was fun. Him catching Ivar was really cool. And Ricochet needs those wins. He needs those Ws. So, and the crowd alone, I was just like, I don't know what y'all are doing. Like, you're cheering for Rock, you're booing Rock, you're cheering for Cody. You're all throwing up them ones. Like, this crowd is very, like, all over the place. So, you know, and when they started, like, chanting Roman, they're like, oh, my God, I was like, so I'm guessing New York is for the bloodline. That's what I'm getting. But no, then he started chanting Cody. Then he started chanting Rocky Sucks. And I was like, choose a side. All right, y'all. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandma. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB the Sexy Ninja. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life. Brother?
Blade. That boy bleed.